This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump is projecting that coronavirus deaths in the United States could reach 70,000, but says original projections were much higher as he explained why voters should reconsider reelecting him in November. Mr. Trump has at times this month cited 60,000 as the estimate of how many people would die from COVID-19. He was asked during a White House news conference whether an American president deserved to be reelected after losing more Americans in 6 weeks than died in the Vietnam War. Approximately 58,000 U.S. troops were killed during the Vietnam War. The number of dead in the U.S. from COVID-19 has surpassed 55,000. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres is warning that extremist groups are taking advantage of COVID-19 lockdowns to intensify social media efforts to spread hatred and recruit young people who are spending more time online. Even before the coronavirus pandemic, he said 20% of young people were not getting an education, training, or working, and 25% were affected by violence or conflict. Guterres told the UN Security Council Monday that these frustrations and, frankly, failures to address them by those in power today fuel declining confidence in political establishments and institutions and are easy for extremists to exploit. The United Nations top human rights official on Monday called on countries enforcing exceptional measures to counter the new coronavirus to ensure there is no abuse of the restrictive rules. Michelle Bachelet said that the rules, which often entail restrictions to free movement and police checks, should not be used as a weapon against opposition to control the population or extend their time in power. Some lockdowns in countries like the United States have been faced with fury from protesters demanding the easing of the rules. This is VOA News.